Let's all come as close as possible, inshallah. Come closer, inshallah. Fill up all the gaps. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Alhamdulillah, most respected elders and dear brothers. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who by His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with this beautiful wealth of iman. May Allah Pak keep us in this world with iman. May Allah Pak take us from this world with iman. And may Allah Pak raise us on a day of Qiyamah with complete and perfect iman. My respected elders and brothers, we have to make shukr to Allah. Wallahi, every day we have to take moments, every second of our life, we have to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been so kind to us. Allah has been so merciful towards us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed His love towards us. And Allah has blessed us with this beautiful gift. Wallahi, there is no greater gift that a person can ever have in this world. There is no greater gift than this. And this is a gift, my respected elders and brothers, that no money can buy. No intelligence can get. And it's not something that a person can inherit. But whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah blesses him with this favor, with this opportunity of being the reciter of this kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on top of that, my respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us this opportunity, this great opportunity. So many nations have come, so many ummats came, from the time of Adam alayhi salam, until the time of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the greatest ummah will be the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best ummah is the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah that has come last into this world, but the first to enter into paradise. And what makes this ummah special? The things that make this ummah special, my respected elders and brothers, is that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةِ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken out this ummah to do the work of Anbiya alayhim as-salam. Anbiya alayhim as-salam going to one person, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ. Inviting towards the oneness of Allah. Inviting towards the obedience of Allah. So that insan can create, my respected elders and brothers, in their heart, that correct yaqeen, that they can bring that belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one to be worshipped. This is the speciality of this ummah. The ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected elders and brothers, Allah has sent us into this world. Wallahi, for a very short time. And in the short time, Allah wants all of us to become successful. And that criteria which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for success is not the things of this world. It is not based on wealth. It is not based on property. It is not based on family lineage, my respected elders and brothers. But it is based on how much belief Allah, this person brings upon Allah in his heart. How much of this Mubarak deed a person brings in his life, the success is based on that. Ulama explained, my respected elders, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارُ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَاسْ. That person who gets himself saved from the fire of Jahannam. He gets himself saved from the fire of Jahannam. And he enters into paradise. This person is truly successful. Today, my respected elders and brothers, we can see around us. So many parts of the world. Where is the people thinking that success lies in? Some people think it's in their business. Some people think it's in their career. Some people think, my respected elders, there's so many things of this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not kept success in anything of this world. Allah has only kept it in His Mubarak deen. Following the command of Allah and following the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success. And that success which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering, it is not a temporary success. The success of this world, very temporary. A person will have wealth today, tomorrow there is no guarantee he will have that wealth. A person will be healthy today, tomorrow a person will be sick. That health will get taken away also. A person will be young today, tomorrow a person will be old. The happiness of this world is temporary, my respected elders. That which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is inviting us towards is which that which is everlasting. Wallahu yad'u ila dari salam. Allah is inviting us to that which will bring peace. Not a temporary peace. A peace that will last forever.
wherein Allah will be happy with us forever and ever, my respected elders and their brothers. That is why, my respected elders and their brothers, for the understanding of this ummah, for the understanding of the people of this ummah, to get this understanding, Allah sent so many anbiya alayhi wasalam into this world. If Allah wanted, Allah could have sent one prophet. It was enough. But Allah sent so many anbiya alayhi wasalam into this world, repeating the sunnah. 124,000 anbiya alayhi wasalam approximately came into this world, inviting towards the oneness of Allah. So that how each and every single person's yaqeen can get corrected. Because in the correction of yaqeen, my respected elders and the brothers, lies the happiness of the person, lies the success of the person. Those people, my respected elders and the brothers, who accepted the message of Ambiya alayhi wasalam, Allah made them successful. And forever and ever they will be successful. How ulama explained, my respected elders and the brothers, the da'wat of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. The da'wat of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam was not during the day only. But ulama explained that it was during the day and night. Layla wa nahara. Inviting towards what? Towards the oneness of Allah. Oh my people, accept Allah as one. Worship Allah only. Your only creator, your only sustainer, your only provider. The one who's in control of each and every single thing. And you will be successful. It is a promise of Allah. Those people who accepted, my respected elders and brothers, even though they were few, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them successful. And those people who never accept the message, whether they had intelligence, whether they had wealth, whether they had power, Allah made them unsuccessful, and forever and ever they will be unsuccessful. And we see, my respected elders and brothers, ulama explain, with love, with mercy in the heart, with worry, with concern, Ibrahim alayhi salam inviting his father towards what? Towards the correction of yaqeen. That, oh my father, do not worship these idols. Worship Allah. That Allah is alive, that Allah is all living, that Allah is all seeing. Why do you worship something that which cannot benefit you, that which cannot harm you, that which cannot see or hear? Do not worship shaitan. Do not be deceived. My respected elders and brothers, Musa alayhi salam inviting Firaun also. What we say, like the superpower of the world of that time. He has everything, military power, gold, everything he has. But in his heart, he does not have that connection with Allah. The incorrect yaqeen that is coming from the things of this world. Allah has not kept it there, my respected elders and brothers. Allah has kept it in the obedience of Allah. Following every command of Allah and following that life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed him with his people and all his things that he had. And then, my respected elders and brothers, Allah said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inviting towards the same thing. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected elders and brothers, Allah said in such a time, when nobody wanted to rule over the Sahaba. Before Islam, nobody wanted to rule over them. There were people who were the worst of the worst. Killings happening. Tawaf naked. Bloodshed. No moral, no character. But when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to them, what did he present? He presented this beautiful deen to them. The correction of yaqeen. The following the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that life which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires. And those people who are the worst of the worst, my respected elders and brothers, because they made an effort to bring the correct yaqeen and to bring the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them the best of the best. That from that time until the day of Qiyamah, they will never be able to come a people that will be better than them. The companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what made them special? The thing that made them special, my respected elders and brothers, is they held on to this Mubarak deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They obeyed Allah to such an extent that Allah became happy. They followed Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became happy with them. That's why we read in the Quran, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. Allah became pleased with them. And they became pleased with Allah. Now my respected elders and brothers, we as ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thing that will make us special also is this. If we make an effort for this deen to come in our life, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come in our life, to correct our yaqeen, to follow the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will also become special. Wallahi, my respected elders and brothers, we will also become special. We see Bilal radiallahu anhu was a slave. Bilal radiallahu anhu, a slave, his father a slave, grandfather a slave. But what made Bilal radiallahu anhu special? He didn't have any wealth. And where he came from Africa. Family lineage also. But my respected elders in the brothers, he held on to the command of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one that can do everything. He brought correct yaqeen. And he followed Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that a time came when Bilal radiallahu anhu was in this world, but his footsteps was heard in Jannat. His footsteps was heard in Jannat. Why? Because Bilal radiallahu anhu brought the correct yaqeen, the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything we see around us is makhluk, everything is creation. Creation cannot benefit my respected elders and elders. It cannot harm, it cannot do anything without the permission of Allah. That is the yaqeen that we have to bring in our heart. As reciters of this kalima, la ilaha illallah. Kalima beginning with la, we have to negate each and every single thing. That is not coming from the heat, is not coming from the sun. The light is not coming from the sun, it is coming from Allah. Allah created the sun and Allah created light. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the day also. Allah created the night. And Allah poses the question also to those people who think that they are superpowers, that they can do things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, if Allah has to cause it to remain day until the day of Qiyamah, then who is there that can bring night? Who is there that can bring night? Which ilah is there that can bring night besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to cause it to remain night time until the day of Qiyamah, then which ilah is there? Who is there, my respected elders and the brothers, that can bring day again? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking these questions. In the Quran, my respected elders, there are so many surahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us understand that every system in this world is controlled by Allah. Allah created the heavens. Allah created what's inside the heavens also. And Allah is in control of it. Allah created the earth and what's inside the earth also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of it. And in creating all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not need help from any single creation. And in controlling all of these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need help from any single creation. At one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does as He wishes. In the manner He wants, in the place He wants. Sometimes we see, my respected elders, a person walks outside. Hard ground, tar. Hard ground. But from there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes one beautiful plant grow. How weak that plant is also. And if we want to put some pipes, some electrical cables in the ground, what do? The first thing we go to is towards a drill. So many times we drill just to put that electrical cables. But through the kudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that plant just grows from something which is dead. And from that which has life also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings death. So many times a person has perfect muscles, his body is working perfect. But then the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes out. The power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes out from that person's body. Now the eyes is there, but the person cannot see. Now the limbs is there, but the person cannot move the limbs. Now the heart is there, but the heart cannot beat. Why? Because the power of Allah has come out. This is the yaqeen that we have to bring, my respected elders and brothers. La ilaha illallah. And in this, my respected elders and brothers, if we bring this correct yaqeen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that the systems of this world will change. The systems of this world will change, my respected elders and brothers. That person who brings the correct yaqeen, Allah will change the system of this world for him. We see, my respected elders and brothers, sahaba, when they brought the correct yaqeen, what happened? Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu sends him to put the volcano back into the crevice. The volcano has already erupted. And they send Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu, something to this effect. And he says that, who am I and what am I? And he walks barefoot. But what was in the heart? The correct yaqeen. That Allah is the one who causes fire, who brings fire. This fire has come from Allah. And Allah is the only one who can put this back inside. And he takes the name of Allah, walking towards it, and the volcano goes back into the crevice. My respected elders, what was this? The correction of yaqeen. The direction of the heart was correct. If the direction of the heart is correct, my respected elders and brothers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be there to assist. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, my respected elders and brothers, when that person comes to him, something to this effect, he says, if you do not accept this peace treaty, I will drink this poison. And Khalid bin Walid, because the heart was correct, the direction of the heart was correct, it was only towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that benefit and harm only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He takes that poison and Bismillah la yadurru, he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he drinks this poison and he stands unaffected. La ilaha illallah, because of the correction of the aqeed. And my respected elders, this was not only found in the men, but it was found in the woman also. That woman who accepted Islam, she left her the people from her village and she went towards Nabi Muhammad SAW and she accepted Islam. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that she lost her child. So now she was thinking that if I go back to my people now with this condition, they will tell me that it's because you have accepted Islam. If you accepted Islam, now your child has been taken away. She begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the correct yaqeen that life is only in the hands of Allah, death is only in the hands of Allah. And my respect to the Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give life to that child again. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, what they used to say, something to this effect, that in the morning we were preparing the janazah of that person, and in the evening that person was sitting with us on the dastarkhan. This is because of the correction of yaqeen. My respected elders and brothers, Allah has sent us also, as ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only to make an effort like how this yaqeen can enter into our life, that how this commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can enter into our life, but how it can enter into the life of each and every single person, each and every single person around the world, each and every single person to be born until the day of Qiyamah. This was the work of every single prophet. This was the work of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we read Hayatu Sahaba, my respected elders and brothers, we hear and we see again and again how Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to give dawah to individuals. He went to give dawah, my respected elders, to groups of people. He gave dawah to his family members. He gave dawah in the marketplaces. And he was inviting towards what? Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. Oh my people, accept Allah as one. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. And you are going to be successful. Allah will make you successful. We see my respected elders and brothers, when Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going towards one place, then one villager was passing. He asked this villager something to this effect, that where you are off to? He said, I'm on my way back to my home. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, don't you want to take something good with you? And he asked Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is that is good? He said that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you bring belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you follow Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words that the villager, my respected elders and brothers, he asked, is there any witness? My respected elders and brothers, imagine the position of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That one tree, my respected elders and brothers, a tree that was a certain a few meters away, that tree came out from its roots and it walked towards Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and 3 times it bade testimony that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one to be worshipped and Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the final messenger. And the tree went back into its place and that villager accepted Islam. My respected elders, the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, wallahi it is a very special deen. This is a very special deen, my respected elders and brothers. If a person holds on to this deen in his life, Allah will make him happy. If a person holds on to this deen and he leaves this world with this deen, my respected elders and brothers, his whole life Allah will make easy. At the time of him leaving this world, Allah will make it easy. At the time of him, my respected elders and brothers, meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will be happy to meet him. Why? Because he brought yaqeen in Allah. He brought correct belief. He followed Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will be happy to meet him. Allah will give him his book of deeds in his right hand. He will have the opportunity by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the mercy of Allah, to cross the bridge of Sirat with the speed of light. And he will have that opportunity, my respected elders and brothers, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be entered into paradise without questioning. My respected elders and brothers, Allah has sent us for this. Allah has sent us for this. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went market to marketplace to marketplace to invite the people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sahabi explains that he saw Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the marketplace of Dhul Majaz giving dawah to the people. And not just only giving dawah to the people, my respected elders and brothers, behind him there was one man. Whichever group he went to, this man would tell the people after he left, they do not listen to that person, na'udhu billah. He's a liar, he's a magician, he has lost his senses. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. And this person was injured his heels and his feet. That was Abu Lahab. But Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued. One person standing on the mountain of Mina, he said, I saw someone going 10 to 10, person to person, calling the people towards the wonders of Allah. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihun. But in return, what did the people do? They threw sand at him, they mock at him, they spat at him. But Nabi Muhammad SAW, my respected elders, he continued. Nabi SAW continued. Why? So that we can have this Mubarak Deen today. Nabi Muhammad SAW continued. The family of Nabi Muhammad SAW, they also made sacrifice. The daughters of Nabi Muhammad SAW, my respected elders, they made sacrifice. My respected elders, and there was the uncle of Nabi Muhammad SAW, Hadrat Hamza radiallahu anha. Imagine, my respected elders, what didn't they do to his body? One is, they take one piece out, one piece, but the body of the uncle of Nabi Muhammad SAW, my respected elders, was cut into pieces. That the inside were chewed, my respected elders. But the same people who did that, what Nabi SAW had in their heart for them. This is why our elders are explaining that wherever we go, my respected elders, wherever we go in the world, we have to have, as ummatis of Nabi Muhammad SAW, we have to have this raham in our heart. We have to have this mercy in our heart. This is a quality of being the ummati of Nabi Muhammad SAW, that each and every single person has to get saved from the fire of Jahannam. Each and every single person has to go to Jannah. Nobody must be deprived of the command of being in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being in the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected elders and the brothers, in the heart of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was only mercy. It was a heart that was full of mercy. Those people who did that, my respected elders and the brothers, he makes dua for them. So that they can get hidayat also. And some of them get hidayat. My respected elders and brothers, then the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they strove out also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the same worry and concern that how deen can come alive. Today, alhamdulillah, we have deen. Today we have deen. But in order for this deen to remain alive, my respected elders and brothers, we have to make an effort. Wallahi, we have to make an effort. With this effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that sunnah will remain alive. With this effort, my respected elders and brothers, Allah will make it such, my respected elders, that the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain alive. And in this, Allah has kept great promises. That person who strives out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is wealth, what is health, using his time for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such, my respected elders and brothers, that his face will be shining, his face will be shining on the day of Qiyamah. And the other Anbiya alayhi wasalam, they will be asking that, who are these people? The ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it will be said that they are not prophets, but they are the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those people who did this work of Anbiya alayhi wasalam. We invited towards the commands of Allah. We invited towards the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for this, my respected elders and brothers, as ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all have to make intention. We all have to make intention to strive in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why are we striving in a path of Allah? So that we can bring the correct yaqeen in our life. We can bring the commands of Allah in our life, the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And my respected elders and brothers, how we can come alive in the four corners of the world. So for this, inshallah, who makes intention, inshallah? That our health, wealth and time, how we can use it for the deen of Allah. 4 months in a path of Allah, inshallah. Who makes intention, inshallah? Let us all make intention to strive in a path of Allah, inshallah. Let us give our names, inshallah. We have to strive out in the path of Allah in every condition, my respected elders and brothers. Imagine a place like Gaza. We all know what is happening there at the moment, my respected elders and brothers. But there's more than 13 jamaats moving in the path of Allah. More than 13 jamaats moving in the path of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A small country like that, my respected elders, there was Palestine. In a matter of 2 months, they already took more than 32 jamaats to America. They gave them a target of 52. In a matter of 2 months, they already took 32 jamaats to America. Some jamaats going to UK, some jamaats going to different, to Thailand. Alhamdulillah, one jamaat also came in Johannesburg. So let us all make intention, inshallah, to strive in the path of Allah, in every condition, inshallah. In this, Allah is the promise, the protection, my respected elders and neighbors, of our deen. We see in that country, in every single condition, they've been oppressed, my respected elders. Oppressed with their wealth, oppressed with their deen also. That the government made a rule that madrasa only once a week, 45 minutes. We, alhamdulillah, we got madrasa every day. But in order for this to continue, we have to make an effort that every single child get linked to the madrasa. There you meet small children, my respected elders and brothers, Surah Fatiha they cannot even finish. If a person has an iman that is weak in that condition, what will happen to him? But alhamdulillah, they are so strong people also. Allah has given them so much strength that when you make the tashkil, immediately they change. So many youngsters we met also were out in the path of Allah. We're asking how much time you're giving. They said, no, we got open time. We're not out for 40 days or 4 months, we got open time. We can finish 1 year also. Why? Because they have understood now. So we also, my respected elders, we have to make an effort. What is happening there is happening here also. The fitna is everywhere. But to protect ourselves, we have to create this environment of deen. Ta'lim in the home, ta'lim in the masjid, 5 amal, in-gush, out-gush, 2.5 hours daily towards inviting towards the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So make intention, inshallah. Who else makes intention, inshallah? The whole world is waiting. The student program will be happening also soon, inshallah, on the 29th of November. So how we can invite all the youngsters and how they can come. We see there, my respected elders, nevertheless, these non-Muslims, they've understood that if the youngsters bring deen in their life, then the condition will change. That's why they made it such that it's compulsory for children to go to school up to the age of 18. If the children don't go to school, the parents get locked up. If you see the youngsters, my respected elders, no sign of sunnah. But they have strong hearts. When you speak to them, they change same time. One youngster goes out for 40 days, when he comes back, he quits school. He goes straight only to the one Darul Uloom that they have in the whole country. Few students, about 40, 50 students they have. And he goes towards the Darul Uloom. So let's all make intention, inshallah. How we can link our youth also to this effort of this deen. When the youth also will get involved, my respected elders and elders, in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that deen will remain alive. So let's all make intention, inshallah, that we'll go back to our areas, inshallah. Every single youngster that we know of, we speak to them with mercy, with love. We invite them towards a student program. Invite them so that how they can link themselves to the masjid and how they can strive out in the path of Allah. Strive out in the path of Allah, my respected elders and brothers, so that how they can understand of being the ummati of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we all try to do this, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. All those who are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, come closer for hidayat bayan. And those who are finishing their time can go towards the right, inshallah, for waps, inshallah. Brothers can prepare for ishraq, inshallah. Time is up, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Allah, inshallah.